You're listening to a Mindfulness for Kids episode of the Mindful Parenting Podcast. Today, we're practicing ocean breathing. Welcome to the Mindful Parenting Podcast. Here, it's about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent or kid. I'm your host, Hunter Clark Fields. I help smart, thoughtful parents stay calm so they can have strong, connected relationships with their children. I'm the creator of the Mindful Parenting course, and I'm the author of the best-selling book, Raising Good Humans, and now Raising Good Humans Every Day. I'm joined by Dr. Christopher Willard, clinical psychologist, author, and dad. He is the author of 20 books, including Alpha Breaths and Growing Up Mindful. Both of us have been practicing mindfulness for over 20 years, and we are so excited to share the benefits with you. Are you struggling with kids fighting, yelling, and more despite listening to the podcast and reading all the books? Parenting can be so overwhelming and exhausting. You know, I see you and I have something that will help. Mindful Parenting SOS. I'm offering free live mindful parenting sessions starting Monday, May 6th. Basically, live mindful parenting lessons that you normally have to pay for. So if you struggle with getting your kids to listen, tantrums, misbehavior, and feeling the guilt of yelling at your kid, then you should definitely get your spot in Mindful Parenting SOS. I'll be there to answer your questions in person, and if you can't make it, we will have replays available. Don't wait to get your spot now. It's free. Go to mindfulmamamentor.com/SOS to register. That's mindfulmamamentor.com/SOS. I can't wait to see you there. Chris, welcome back to the Mindfulness for Kids sessions of the Mindful Parenting Podcast. Can you believe we are on our fifth session? This is so exciting. Oh my gosh.
When you're listening to sleep after week. Well,
week after week, we have walked through the CALM, calming our body. We have settled. We have visualized clouds. I remember that I visualized an elephant cloud and I liked that so much. What are we doing this week, Chris?
I thought we'd do a little breath visualization. People are always like, isn't mindfulness about breathing? And I kind of actually like to not start with breathing because it's sort of a surprise for people sometimes, but we're ready to go for some breathing. How's that sound to you?
I love breathing. I think it's a real benefit to humanity. We should breathe.
Everyone should breathe. All right. Sounds good. Well, this is another one we can do. I'll just invite all of our listeners. You can do this standing up. You can do it sitting. I kind of like this one laying down, but sitting also works too, really anything. As always, whatever you're comfortable with, if you want to close your eyes, that's perfectly fine. If you feel better keeping them open or just sort of resting downward, that's okay too. Well, let's just start by noticing our breath. And often people tell me breathing is a little bit boring, but let's actually get curious about our breath. The sensations of our breath. The sounds of our breath. As it goes in, out. As our belly goes up. And back down. You might even notice the sounds and sensations and rhythm of the breath. It's kind of like waves in the ocean. Well, let's just imagine our breath is like waves. And just studying the waves like watching the waves at the beach always calms me down. But just watching the waves of my breath. And just like in the ocean, some breaths are a little bit longer. And other breaths are a little bit slower. Some breaths, just like some waves, are a little bit rough and choppy. that can tell us about our mood. And some breaths are a little bit smoother, softer. That can tell us things too. Without even changing our breath, some breaths are deeper. Some breaths are more shallow. Some breaths are longer, slower, faster, shorter, just like waves of the ocean. And your mind will wander off. That's just what it does. So just recognizing when it does, coming back to the sensations. Your belly rising and falling like waves. Coming back to sounds. The crashing waves. Watching your breath like you're watching the waves as they wash away worries and thoughts. And just like the waves keep coming, your breath too just keeps coming one after the next, after the next. And you can begin to let go of watching, feeling, or listening to your breath like the waves. And maybe raise your eyes a little bit. Take a look back around. And just knowing anytime you're feeling overwhelmed, you can just come back to your breath without even changing your breath. Just feeling your breath, hearing your breath, seeing your breath. Just like waves in the ocean at your favorite beach.
I like this one a lot, Chris, because I grew up pretty close to the ocean in Rhode Island. And so the ocean is a very calming, soothing place for me. So I feel very calmed and soothed by this. But I wanted to ask you about one thing you said, which was that everyone's mind wanders. So it's okay for our minds to wander when we're following our breath. Is that what I'm getting from you?
You are absolutely getting that. If your breath hasn't wandered, you probably just haven't noticed that you're and wandered if you've been doing these practices with us these past few weeks. I think they say it wanders 48% of the time. It's wandering. So you're in good company. Even as I'm leading these practices, I'm thinking, what beach do I wish I was? Oh, right back to the beach. Right. So it's totally normal.
And I just want to reiterate, and if you're a kid listening, your mind might wander. But even if you're a mom or dad or caregiver listening, your mind might be wandering too, and that's normal.
Absolutely. And this one also can help, you know, if you are a kid or a grown-up, if you want to put your hands on your belly or put a little boat on your belly to feel it a little bit more moving up and down like with the waves, that's kind of a fun one too. Yeah, variation.
That's so cool. You'll have to re-listen to this, put the boat on your belly. Thank you for coming. This was really, really nice one. I love
it. Oh, good. I'm so glad.
Oh, hey, everybody.
It's us, Blair and Molly, your old pals from Toddler Purgatory. Two moms who are also actors, who are also creative beings, who sometimes feel stuck.
And this is our new podcast, Unsticking It with Blair and Molly. What happens when your creative spark just seems to disappear? Gone. Poof. Bye.
See ya.
What happens when life gets in the way of your creativity instead of nourishing it? That's what happened to Molly and me. We felt like the thing that drove us creatively stopped working and impending doom had in fact impended.
Totally. So we decided to do something about it. And that was steal ideas about getting unstuck from the most creative people we can find. We talk to guests about how to break through the mucky, gluey, sticky wall that can get between you and your creativity. We hear about their journeys, their successes, their challenges, and even their bougie coffee shop orders. And we're not just talking Bob Ross type paint on paper artists here, though we talk to them too. We're talking to actors, creative directors, dancers, and people who are working hard to be their best creative selves in a world that can sometimes feel real uncreative.
We all have something to teach each other, so let's steal their ideas together.
Join us, won't you, as we deep dive into how to unstick ourselves from the life gunk that can get in the way of our creative freedom. Pandemics, school calendars,
world events, lack of sleep. Oh, get out of their life gunk.
And let's get back to your best creative self. Subscribe to Unsticking It with Blair and Molly.
You're not going to want to miss an episode.
Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.
Unsticking It.